Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to say something crazy right here as we are live Football Friday here at Taqueria Arandis. And we normally at the one on Shepherd's, a fun time there, but today we're in Humble. We're 19740 US 59. That is the address. Come on out here. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. And Clint, Matt, Big O, I'm going to say something crazy here. The next five people who come in here and come in here and say it to me. Say, hey, I'm coming in here because I've been listening. The next five people come in here, drinks on me. But you got to say it to me. Not just you walk in. The next five people who come in here, drinks on me. You got to tell me, hey, Ron, said the drink's on you. Not you. You're already here. You're already here, Matt. Drinks on me. You got to come up and just say, hey, drinks on you. And I got you. The next five. Next five. You can't already be in here and walk out the door and come back in like our engineer Matt is doing. No. The next five. Drinks on me. So get on out here. Enjoy yourself. I got you. All right. Now, let's not get crazy now. Like, we ain't got, I don't know what that real expensive drink is, but, like, I mean, let's not get nuts here. But, hey, man, I get you a drink.
Oh, they got that 1942. They got that Casamigos.
What you doing, dog?
They got that Clase Azul.
All right, hold on. Let's back off. Let's specify that. We are under 10 bucks, all right? Under 10 bucks, all right?
Per drink.
Under 10 bucks.
That'd be.
Yeah, not for everybody, not
Boy,
for all five.
That's a hell of a deal, man. There's a lot of listeners.
So
out
come
there
on out here and
the next five.
And you can put your name in our raffle box and have a chance to win a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoor. And for somebody who just did some shopping at Academy Sports and Outdoor, I'm telling you, it's a good thing. And I used a gift card too to work my magic.
There
so
you go.
It's a good time. So the next five, I got you. All right, I sent this out, or I sent this on the other side, Clint. Let's see the path. What is the path to victory? And I see some people texting things in. Stop stepping on our own D words. Okay, that's interesting of a thought. But the path to victory
well,
here.
I've never had that issue.
I don't think anyone has. Shout out to
I'll
Ron.
I'll be honest with you.
Even Ron Jeremy. I don't think any of them.
It's so far from my foot. I don't even have I've never had that thought.
Even Wesley Pipes. Never had those issues. But what's the path? If the Texans, like, you know, listen, no matter who plays, D'Amico and Bobby Slowick and Matt Burke and Frank Ross and everybody there, Nick Caserio, they're all there, CJ and crew, they're all coming in here trying to get this W. And there's a game plan for you, Clint, and I'll get some of the other things people have said here. For you, Clint, what is the best path that you envision for them to win this game?
I think there's one guy that can impact this game at a level where it's going to give the Texans a real advantage. This is legitimate. Obviously, C.J. Stroud throwing for 400 yards and five touchdowns will do it. I'm talking about legitimate based on what
you
we've seen.
You don't think
seen.
That's legitimate?
No,
right?
I don't. I'm not betting. I'm not banking on them protecting C.J. Stroud any better
than
that.
That was my answer.
D'Neal Hunter. This is all eyes on D'Neal Hunter. Again, you've got a pro-style quarterback that can't run out of his own shadow. And when it's all said and done, you know exactly where he's going to be. And D'Neal Hunter, while he's been great, while the advanced stat folks will tell you more pressures than anybody in the league. Now you got to define pressure, but more pressures than anybody in the league. That ain't going to work this week, Ron. I mean, they're in big moments, particularly in the first half, to not let the game get away early and to not let the Detroit Lions come in here and silence the crowd and take all the momentum and take the air out of the building. I think it has to be defensive driven, which is not too far from what it's been anyway recently, but it's got to be defensively driven, and I think D'Neal Hunter is the one that has the ability and has the paycheck That we can expect him to make game-changing plays. And again, I'm not talking about these little old pressures. I'm not talking about taking a tackle and setting him in the quarterback's lap and just collapse. I'm talking about sack fumbles. I'm talking about make Jared Goff think about retiring type hits. He's the one guy to me that can change this thing. Not only with one play, again, being a turnover, maybe in the red zone, so you get a short field for the offense. But also, like, in big clutch third down situations where you know exactly where he's going to be, he's the guy to me that the defense has to drive it, and Danielle Hunter has to be the game-changing player that I legit think has the ability to do it. He's going to be healthy. He's going to be playing. And I think it's fair for us to expect him to do something like that throughout the season.
Yeah, it does feel like if they're going to win this game, their big dog's got to go. And Danielle Hunter is one of your big dogs, especially if there's no Will Anderson. Like, he's got to go through. And I think you made a point earlier is Jared Goff is a guy that you know where you got to meet him.
Yep.
Right? There's not a lot of running around. Now, they get the ball off quick. They run the football well, and he doesn't get hit. Hell, he doesn't throw incompletions. But that's a guy you know where he's going to get. For me, I'm not saying what you say with C.J. 400 yards. But this does feel like, to me, if they win this game, and we've seen this with great players and that are in disadvantages, like, you got to have somebody make up for the other things that you're maybe behind on. Now it's not going to just be CJ on his own. The defense has to – they have to hold, at the very least, hold the Lions under what they normally do. Right, like they came back. The Lions, which is their average of 32, like they got to be in the 20s. The defense has to hold them down. I mean, I don't know. I mean, outside of the Patriots game where they scored 41, the Texans haven't been scoring big in games this year. So they have to do that. And CJ has to be the best player on the field to me. And you made a comparison to Baltimore. And this game being like the games when they played the Ravens last year, to me, I agree with that. And I remember what I said in the playoff game for the Texans to win that game. I felt like C.J. Stroud, even with Lamar on the field, had to be the best player on the field if they had a chance. And I think that is the case here as well. I think he has to make up for the running game and all the things they can throw at him and the great offensive line that they have. He's going to have to make up for that. And to me, that to me is the path. And I'm not saying it's impossible, but I do agree. Like, it's not likely from what we've seen from the Texans and what we've seen from the Lions. It's not likely that CJ just goes off.
Look, I think the struggling offense with C.J. Stroud. You look, I mean, if C.J. Stroud throws the touchdown to Mechie last week, I mean, they're in that ball game, and it's in the score, obviously.
It's different, yeah.
It's a different ball game. And so I think even with the inability to protect C.J. Stroud, C.J.'s special enough to go out there and give you 24. I mean, he'll scrap his way to 24 points. Now, he needs a short field a time or two. You need the other team to turn it over two or three times the way that Green Bay did, Jordan Love did. Things are going to have to go your way. But I'm as frustrated as anybody with what's going on offensively. But the truth of the matter is I mean, there's still a level of confidence in C.J. Stroud, even though he's trending the wrong direction. There's still a level of confidence in C.J. Stroud that he can go out there and on any given Sunday put up a monster game and do things that are elite in terms of keeping plays alive and making big boy throws. And so I'll never doubt that about C.J. Stroud, not this year. And it's got to be some monster game-changing plays. And whoever it comes from, that's what it's going to take. Danielle, it's time, man. It's time.
It is. From the text line, some people, turnovers and time of possession, that could be a key to winning the game. Another one, I cannot believe we're saying this about this team and this offense with C.J. Stroud, but shorten the game up and win the time of possession battle, score touchdowns or twos in the second half coming from Black Greg. That is not to be confused with the other Greg who tells us everything. We've had our first one, our first drink right here. Hey, bartender, put that on me. That drink's on me. That one's on me. First one coming in. My man said, is that my boy Ron? I've been listening. He said it. So there it is. Got four more drinks on me right here as we're live on a football Friday at Aranda Sports Bar here in Humble. Coming up last night, man, that was a great game between two AFC teams, the Ravens and the Bengals. And there's a couple of things and a couple of thoughts coming off of that game. We'll discuss that coming up next right here live on the Drive.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.